Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Dave Butler, who is Vice President of Operations for Credicall. Dave, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me to join you. I'm looking forward to this.
So you are relatively new to Credicall, although not new to the worlds of technology, fintech, and payments, certainly. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to chat with you as you enter a new environment in a payments and commerce environment, too, that is changing and evolving. Let's talk a little bit about Credicall and your remit there. Tell us a little bit about what Vice President of Operations at Credicall means.
So my day-to-day job, well, it's an operations brackets technology job, and Credicall hired me to join the executive team to take some of the load off the current team in terms of, you know, the day-to-day management of the company. Things like security, compliance, making certain the infrastructure remains up all the time, the certification of hardware, the sort of nuts and bolts, if you like, of the value that the company actually delivers to our customers. So I joined the company actually 15 working days ago. I am pretty familiar with the payment space, and I'm very, very excited to be here. This is a great team. It's a company with fantastic prospects and raring to go, basically.
So Credicall, just to make sure everyone understands the remit for the company, it's an interesting platform that enables card acceptance across any payment type from any device, which of course is becoming more and more important as commerce becomes more and more distributed. Yet that implies a lot of very specific issues with respect to security, business process, and management of operations to facilitate that seamlessly. Can you give us a sense of the complexity involved in actually doing that as part of what Credicall is all about doing, which is across any of these devices using any payment method?
To the uninitiated, unfortunately, most merchants, those attempting to take credit card payments, the technology is breathtakingly complex. And when you couple that in with the intense regulations that are in place, you know, all of which are designed to make certain that when we use our credit cards, it's as safe as we can make it. This technology, although it delivers great benefits, can be very time-consuming to understand, very expensive to implement, and very easy to get wrong. Credicall has been around for 16 years and actually started with unattended ticketing machines, a parking ticket. Since then, and we still have two of the original founders with the company, they have sort of followed the technology waves and have ended up firmly in the middle of the EMV technology space. I think it's true to say that well before I joined the company back in 2010, Credit Card did the first EMV smartphone application in the world. So this is a company that understands the technology, is able to leverage it, and above all, understands the customers, what their pain points are, and has really developed some superb products that try and make it as straightforward as possible to take credit card payments. Of course, the focus at the moment, certainly in the States, the new regulations that came in on the 1st of October this year, the chip and pin saga, I guess, that has got everyone sort of their heads are buzzing at the moment. Credicall has been doing it for the last 3 or 4, maybe a bit longer years over here in Europe. So when you look at what Credicall offers, which is a payment solution that includes a gateway, it includes kernels that a hardware device manufacturer can use. When you couple in the sort of economy, the scale that we offer, the support that we can provide, the industry and payment space knowledge we have, we basically can accelerate a startup company that's looking to grow in the payment space, you know, by many months, 18 months I've heard mentioned. If you work with Credicall, we effectively make practical innovation possible for small and large companies. We have customers across the whole market spread.
So you've worked for some pretty big companies, IBM and MasterCard being two of the giants in the financial services and payment space. I'm curious, to the big company perspective that you're bringing to Credicall, which has certainly a history and a legacy, but isn't quite yet the size of an IBM or a MasterCard. Help us understand how you're going to bring the best of what you took from those organizations to your new employer, Credicall.
Yeah, MasterCard, I was fortunate enough to work in emerging payments division, where I was helping to commercialize the Open API platform. Emerging payments was a little different from the rest of the company in that motivation was why we were there. We were seeking to marry new technology to the payment space. The Open API platform is part of that line. What was interesting there was the processes and procedures that the company had built up. A tremendously successful business model. You can't argue that MasterCard and Visa and Amex are really successful businesses. Watching how a large company was really not so much pivoting, but sort of taking side roads and exploring how to leverage new technology was an education in itself. What it sort of gave to me was a sort of sense of a disciplined approach. It's no good thinking that you've got a great idea unless you can, you know, first of all, make that idea a reality. But the real skill is then making it a reality in such a way that you can make some money off of it. We all have to pay our mortgages. So innovation, just for innovation's sake, that was a no-go at MasterCard, as indeed it should be for any company. I actually took that into my previous job, where I was the VP of engineering at a Silicon Valley startup called Jumio. It was a different sector. It was a tiny company. We had less people in the company than I had reporting to me, basically, at MasterCard. We were doing our level best to take some really good ideas and commercialize them. Credit Corp, I think, is sort of in the middle between the two. It's an established company. There's, I think, 85 people here at the moment. You know, decades of experience spread amongst everyone here about, you know, running a business in the payment space. And it's combining the best of both worlds. Difficult to innovate in payments. It requires a lot of specialist knowledge, a lot of patience. This group of people that I've been fortunate to join have that sort of background and knowledge, and are really seeking easy is not the word, but to simplify what people are facing right now if they want to start taking credit cards, you know, using chip and PIN type technology. You know, that's what this company is all about. We've been through the pain ourselves. We think that, you know, the processes and products we have in place now can ease the pain for the people. And there's real value in actually delivering that.
You know, the other affiliation that you have that I didn't mention is the Royal Air Force. So,
oh, yeah.
Is that, so there must be many skills with respect to that affiliation that you're going to be relying on as you fly into this really interesting time in payments. I mean, as I think about where we are, the year that we're about to say goodbye to has seen so many changes, yet, as I wrote recently, not a lot has really changed because we were, you know, laying the breadcrumbs, if you will, for things that will come. But I expect 2016 to be an incredibly interesting year, and certainly the years to follow. What's your prediction for the next couple of years, and how are you getting Credicall ready for the challenge in the role that you have?
So operations is all about maximizing efficiencies, not maximizing time to market. So really, you know, the actual engine room, if you like, for the companies. And what's neat about it is that if we get this right, then, you know, we have a lot more cycles to start spending on innovation. And one of the presses that the company is making, one of the forays the company is making is into Internet of Things. And there's a really good reason for that. I mean, the company sort of starting mode was in, you know, unattended machines. That was the very early form of the Internet of Things. And we think that, you know, that whole unattended payment space coupled with, you know, tokenization, EMV, the whole point-to-point encryption standards that are rapidly emerging, you know, can lead to some very exciting new products. that boggles the imagination what we could do if we get this right. We've been coupling sensors with actuators with a payment mechanism, you know, suddenly becomes quite an interesting technology. And I know Lars, our CEO, is very keen on that space and sees that, you know, there's some really big opportunities for one and all in that space. And of course, we think we have the tools that can help that happen.
Well, we certainly wish you well as you get situated at Critical. I know it's been only a few short weeks, and look forward to watching Critical evolve. You've been successful at helping merchants overcome and accomplish as we meet some of these challenges here in the U.S. and around the world. Look forward to catching up with you as those opportunities evolve. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you, and thanks for the interesting questions.
Thank you.